It's the best of Lamont and Tinelli on 107.7 The Bone.
Around this time every morning, Thursday morning, we talk to the great Mr. Skin from MrSkin.com. Mr. Skin, how you doing?
What up, guys?
Hey, Mr. Skin, this is a big week for movies with Transformers. I would imagine one of the most searched people on your webpage is Megan Fox.
Yes. Yes, she has that movie, Transformers Revenge of the Fallen, out this week. And, you know, she opens the movie on a motorcycle looking about as hot as a girl could possibly look. And I have to tell you guys, she's not naked in this, obviously. It's a PG-13 flick. But of any actress at our website, she's the one I get the most requests of, hey, Skin, when's she going to do her first nude scene? So if Megan Fox does a nude scene, it'll be the biggest news of whatever year that happens. She does have that movie, Jennifer's Body, coming out in September, where she plays a cheerleader turned serial killer. And someone on the set of the movie did tell us she filmed the topless hot tub scene.
Oh.
What we see, whether it'll be in it, to be determined. But we're all over Jennifer's Body. As soon as I have a Skin Scout see that movie, I will let you guys know.
She's not going to be wearing those, like, what do you call those, nipple?
Nipple obscuring modesty tape.
So when they wear the nipple obscuring modesty tape, I just want to verify the standards. That does not count as nudity.
No, if nips are covered, no nips equals no nude.
Wow, you run a pretty strict shop.
We don't mess around here. If you start not showing nips and we call that nudity, the whole system breaks down.
It'll break down. It'll be in chaos.
Now, Mr. Skin, I'm going to give you a little tip for your website. You might want to get your Farrah Fawcett tribute page ready to go.
Yeah, it's sad.
So apparently she is not doing well. They've given her a last ride. She married Ryan
O'Neill
the other day.
Yeah.
Now, what about her career? Has she been naked?
She's been naked in 5 films. One of my favorite moments is, I consider this one of the great nip slips of all time, speaking of nips.
Yeah.
In Charlie's Angels in the first season, remember the episode Angels in Chains where the gals go to a woman's prison? Well, back in the swinging 70s, they didn't wear bras, and she's wearing a denim shirt, and she's being helped up by Jacqueline and Kate. And as she is, her shirt opened up. Now, when you saw that on ABC back in 76, it was so quick you missed it. They didn't have VCRs or anything. When it was released on DVD and the guys in the Skin offices or here in the labs
could
go through it, we found the nip slip. So it's the scene where she's being helped up some rocks in a denim shirt, one of my favorite network nip slips of all time.
That is great news.
Yes.
All right. Mr. Skin, anything we should look forward to this weekend?
Well, I want to mention that TV show True Blood. You know, Anna Paquin last year made her new debut.
Outstanding, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, she is so hot. She plays Sookie Stackhouse on the show. And she had her first ever nude scene in the first season of True Blood. Well, they've had 2 episodes so far on HBO on Sunday night to kick off season 2. The first episode, she had just a phenomenal sex scene with a vampire where she was naked. And then they followed it up in the second episode with another topless shot. So she's 2 for 2. I'm looking for a 3 for Sunday night. We'll see what happens. But Anna Paquin is hot as can be right now. One of the most searched at MrSkin.com.
All right, Mr. Skin, we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah! Lamont and Tinelli, weekday mornings 5 till 10 a.m. on 107.7 The Bone.